Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Today, after a season of drama, tears, and cheating accusations, Denise Richards is leaving The Housewives. Things got all kinds of crazy last night on Bravo. Denise was once again forced to talk about her alleged hookup with Brandy, and Brandy doubled down, telling Andy Cohen exactly what she claims happened between them.
She is not a friend of mine.
Denise, you can't keep lying. You just can't.
Lisa, you can't keep playing this card either and playing this game. I'm telling you right now, and you know the truth.
Well, where is Brandy?
Yeah, where is Brandy?
Where is Brandy?
Hold on. You know what? This is bullshit. Why isn't Brandy here to do this with you?
Lisa, why would this even be about me and Brandy? She's not part of our show.
The first night I met Denise, we made out in the bathroom. She asked to see my because she said she had to get her boobs redone. We went into the restroom. She threw me against the wall. And we were making out, but we were wasted and it was fun. And I'm like, I'm down for fun. And then she invited me away to her set and we And that was it.
Wow. Okay. We know that Denise eventually storms off stage, but all that will go down next week when the reunion wraps. A source close to the show says Denise did not think Housewives was a good fit for her. She hasn't kept in touch with most of the cast, and things left on bad terms, obviously. Not a lot of new insight there. We kind of guessed all that. Is anyone surprised Denise is walking away?
You know what? I think Denise is probably so shocked that Andy Cohen had Brandy on Watch What Happens Live. I know a lot of the women thought the reason why Brandy was not involved in the reunion is because Denise got her blocked from doing it. And I think Denise probably thought that she had an upper hand on Bravo. She is effing Denise Richards, after all, as she says. So for Andy to have Brandy on, I think Denise just realized that she didn't have any power in this game. And by the way, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you go on Amazing Race and be upset when there's no craft services? Like, you're on Survivor. You're going to be hungry. You're on Housewives. Secrets will come out.
But at the end of the day, this storyline for me has really flatlined. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it's sort of just become this she said, she said. He said, she said, get it. She said, she said. And that was fun. I'm so funny in studio, but not. I just feel like at this point, it's like Brandy's claiming this. You can believe her. Denise is claiming this. You can believe her. But like, we're really not getting anywhere, right? There's really no resolution. And I actually, when I watched the reunion last night, I was really kind of happy to see Andy kind of step in and say, you know what? Actually, there were internal conversations at Bravo. We all know how those conversations go. There's a lot of dialogue that happens when people want to present certain things on air. And when he said, when you said, this, it was just too far, and we felt like we had hit a kind of a wall that was a little bit too disgusting to keep talking about it. So was really why she wasn't there.
Yeah, but that was weird because it was like, you know, you went too far when you said this, yet we played it and we put it in the episode and now we're talking about it now. Don't you mind that a little? Like, that's a little...
I just don't feel like Denise was able to strong arm the whole network, do you? I just cannot imagine. No.
I don't think so either. And Brandy, if she wasn't going to go to Andy Cohen, she'll talk about it. Like, Brandy's an open book. That's why we love Brandy, right?
100%. But this is the dumbest move I think someone can make.
Denise,
you never leave a reality show when you're on the bottom. Like, you never leave the reality
show.
That's
the one thing I was thinking, too, because it's like, do you kind of want that one season to redeem? But I feel like Denise
feels... And she will have it.
Well, I think she doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel right now.
That's
you know?
When you phone a friend. You phone your gay and you say, what happens after your second season on Housewives? Everyone knows. You go on the show the first season, it's a love fest. The second season, it's a little rough. The third season, somebody else has to be the whipping boy.
But do you think, Kyle, I mean, you know these Housewives really well. Do you think they even want her back?
I think after all of this, they would have welcomed her back and been like, listen, this is our jobs. This is what we do. But I think what was happening was Denise was making all these demands. Denise wasn't showing up to this place, wasn't showing up to that place. Mm-hmm. If we're all three, you know, working on something and you decide to phone it in 70% of the time, guess who's going to be pissed? Me?
Yeah.
Me?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you're not even being an equal player here.
No, but Denise should have stuck it out. We learned what happens when you leave a show too early. Mm-hmm. Lisa Vanderpump's story got finished by all the other women. Mm-hmm. All she had to do was come back and finish it.
Yeah. And I think that if Denise were to go back, I think that, you know what, she really would not have had or not have such a bad season. Like,
I think
people would start to feel bad for her. Once
you're
you push it so far and somebody just gets beaten up upon, even though people are glued to their TVs, they're so excited, it's so salacious. Like, what really happened? Now, it's kind of just going to fizzle out at this point. Like, Brandy can keep saying things happen. And by the way, like, if I was a betting woman, I would probably agree with Brandy and think that probably something happened. But we're never going to really know because we weren't there. So I don't really care.
Right.
So I'd rather Denise come back to the show and have it be about something else, as Justin said.
100%.
And kind of have her day in court where, like, the women, at the end of the day, all of these women are really nice.
But
right?
We'll
They're
see,
not
going
to keep harping on it.
The one thing with the Housewives is people always come back.
100%.
They always come back. We think they're gone, and then they're like, oh, she's back. It's a big surprise. All right. Jenna Bush Hager is opening up about pregnancy guilt. Jenna's book, Everything Beautiful in Its Time, is out now. In it, she talks about the anxiety she felt before sharing her surprise third pregnancy with loved ones. The Today Show host says she was nervous to tell her twin sister, Barbara, and her coworker, Hoda Kotb, because she wasn't sure if Barbara was trying to conceive, and she also knew the trouble that Hoda had went through to adopt, and she didn't want to make them feel bad. So, Morgan, you recently announced your pregnancy. Did you experience this at all? Because I can talk about it how I experienced it. But did you have that at all?
You know, I actually, one of my good girlfriends got pregnant like literally 6 weeks behind me. So it was like, I didn't really have any of that. But of course you have that anxiety sharing such big news. You definitely don't want people to have any sort of like bad energy. And like, I got pregnant newly into, or kind of recently into my relationship that I had resumed years later. So I definitely had anxiety about announcing in general. It really wasn't about the fact that I guess I did have some anxiety. It's always when you have such good things happening for you all at once, I'm somebody that doesn't always feel so deserving of that. And I'm like, well, this isn't supposed to happen altogether. So yeah, I had anxiety, not necessarily telling specific people because of their pregnancy journey, but just in general telling people I had some anxiety about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely had that feeling because I had a couple friends who I knew had struggled for a really, really long time. And I actually had to like ask my other friends and I said, I don't want to tell them. Like, I just don't want to like hurt them in any way. And I remember whenever I did tell one of my good friends, I just said, I remember saying it like, I just want you to know, like, no big deal, I'm pregnant. Like,
oh,
I was like trying to like make it super uncomfortable. And I was so uncomfortable because I was trying to really water it down. And she was just a really sweet friend and was just like, please don't water this down. Like, I'm so happy
well,
for you.
Well, I wish I
that.
Would water it down on this set because y'all are just talking about pregnancy and my fiance and my ring and my this and my that. And I have to honestly say, whenever you're connected to people like the three of us are, or like, you know, Jenna and Barbara are, when you're the one person that's left out of it, you kind of start to feel a little bit like, what did I do in my life that I haven't gotten to this place? And as happy as I am for you guys, don't get me wrong, and I'm so excited that you guys have that maternal thing, that connection, but I feel left out sometimes.
Yeah.
And I know Chloe felt left out when Kim and Courtney were doing the same things. And I know when, you know, Brie Bella was going through her marriage and her second pregnancy, I know she felt bad that her sister was going through, you know, a rough time in her relationship with John Cena. So as happy as I am, I do sometimes feel left out.
Yeah, no, I think that's normal. And I think that the most important thing, and also just, I know you remember this too, everybody has their time, right? Like the year before, my life was crashing and burning to the ground and just erupting in flames. And then the year later, it's kind of like our lives are episodes of Housewives. Every season gets better.
Right? Well, you've had four good seasons. You've had four good seasons. It's time for mine.
I had a bad season. Your season is coming.
But I will say, you do take better vacations than any of us, so you win on that
you
part.
You know what?
You do get
that
away well.
That is the perk
you
of
do.
Not having kids and not having a ball and chain.
Yeah.
You can get the hell up and go whenever you want.
That's true. All right, coming up, you guys, the A-list star wearing a wild outfit. Do we love it or do we hate it? Plus, we're going behind the scenes with Carrie Underwood, how she's making her latest performance unique and special. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is my eighth year performing the Open for Sunday Night Football. We all want to make each year feel special and unique. More than anything, everybody's just grateful that we get to do this. America's waiting, time to crank up the sound. Fans are going to get to be a part of the Open. With our world today and trying to do things in a socially distanced manner, that lended itself to giving us a new perspective on the Open. I think people need Sunday Night Football. Fans can all kind of unite for a few hours and they get to cheer on their favorite teams. And we need that bit of normalcy, even if we're going about it in a slightly different way.
Ooh, that's Carrie Underwood taking us inside the taping of her new Sunday Night Football show, Open. You can hear the rest of her song, Waiting All Day for Sunday Night, this weekend on NBC. And don't forget, the NFL kicks off tonight on NBC.
You guys,
I'm aware.
I'm so ready. And be careful. Don't sit too close to your TV screens because then you'll see the cardboard cutout fans in the back. And if you want to suspend reality like me,
yeah,
I don't like to look too close.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Did you do a fantasy draft?
No, I ain't got time for that.
Oh, my husband did that all the boyfriend.
I didn't want to go time for that. You're what?
All day.
You're what?
I don't know.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, I was just hypothetical. Whatever. I'm just saying
married.
I didn't get married.
I knew
was
it.
Saying we did that all dinner last
I knew
two
she was
nights
married.
Ago.
Interesting. So, wow, that was a quick up.
That was a Freudian slip.
We missed something.
Anyway, there's more show. What is it? What are we talking about?
Okay, we'll move on. I'll let that one slide. Before the break, we asked if you could guess the A-list celebrity wearing these very bright sweats. That A-lister is the one and only Jennifer Lopez. She's worn this outfit more than once over the years. Oh my goodness. Morgan, what do you think of this look?
Don't make me do it first. It's not nice. It's because I'm not there. I don't love it. You know, I'm not a fan of the tie-dye trend, and none of you love it either, so don't even pretend.
Let's move right on. Morgan gave her opinion. She is the fashion guru here. So let's just move right on.
Okay, we'll move along. Turning to Selena Gomez, she is confessing that every one of her exes thinks she's crazy, but she doesn't care. Selena admitted this during a makeup session with YouTuber Nikki Tutorials. Although she did not mention Justin Bieber or The Weeknd by name, we can kind of guess which exes she might be talking about. What do you think about this? And what do you think your exes think about you?
I need to have water. So, Justin, what do you think your exes think about you?
You know what's interesting? When someone tells me, oh, she was crazy, I take it with a grain of salt. Because that means that you had nothing else to break up with her over. And I often ask, well, what did you do to make her crazy?
Yeah.
Because that's not the full story. Tell me your ex was a narcissist or delusional or, you know, detached from the relationship or not aware. Like,
yeah.
Tell me all those things. But if you say someone is crazy, that means that you're probably crazy or you made that person crazy.
I agree with that.
I also think crazy is such a general term, and it's what you said was like really specific, Justin. Like, tell me you're detached from the relationship or you're delusional or a narcissist. I feel like you've been dealing with those people for a while. I just think calling somebody crazy is just such the easy way out, and it's just not that intelligent. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're crazy. Okay. No, I was emotionally heightened because you made me upset. That doesn't mean I was crazy.
Exactly. I was crazy because you were, I don't know, cheating on me, so I was looking through your text messages. It happens.
100%.
Right.
So that's why I was crazy. If you would have just stayed with me and not, like, slept with other people, I wouldn't have turned a little nuts. You know? That's part of the problem.
By the way, Morgan, you know that Missouri crazy is real crazy.
Oh,
Hell yeah, it is.
Oh, there is, like, a beer can chicken involved. She will throw that at someone. Like, shit's getting real.
I am impressed that you even know about a beer can chicken.
You know, there was an F1.
Have my first one, okay?
There's like an F-150 drive-by, you know what I mean? Like, somebody, like, put her in an F-150 and drove her by the dude's house.
Oh, my God. That happened. After the break, we're hanging with Will Smith on the set of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Then they've organized the homes of Reese Witherspoon, Khloe Kardashian, and so many more. The ladies of the home edit are revealing their insider secrets next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yo, what up, Ski? I'm the Fresh Prince, Will Smith, and you're watching E! Entertainment Television.
I looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Right now, I'm so far beyond what I ever dreamed, you know, and that's what I want to teach, you know, my kids when I have kids, because the feeling that I feel now, I mean, to be beyond your dreams, you know, that's what you shoot for. I mean, the biggest dream I could have at 16 years old was to have my own car, you know, a nice car. I mean, at 16, you don't think about having a nice house, and you don't think about being in Hollywood.
Yo, you got to check my show out, right? Because it's like the dopest, dookiest, deafest, dumbest show on television. I mean, you can't find nothing else that'll make you feel the way this show feels. I mean, you sit down, you watch it, you hype, it make you laugh sometimes, it make you cry. You just got to peep it, because it's all that.
Oh, my God.
And that's real.
So cute. That's been 30 years since the premiere of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Still such a great show. All right. The ladies of the home edit have worked with stars like Khloe Kardashian, Reese Witherspoon, and so many more. And they're telling me all about it and revealing who is the messiest.
I'm here with Clea and Joanna from the home edit. You guys, I'm so excited. First things first, after this is over, can you come to my house and help organize my life, please?
Of course, absolutely.
This is my dream project that you guys would come and help me organize.
You have a lot of celebrities on your new show on Netflix. I'm so excited. Get organized with the home edit. First of all, you have Reese Witherspoon. Tell me about her.
We love Reese, and we have, you know, known her now for a few years, but it's never not going to be surreal to walk into Reese Witherspoon's house. It's a continual pinch me moment with her at all times. All times. And especially this particular project, because we got to organize her memorabilia and her kind of personal archive from past TV shows, movies, award show gowns, all sorts of stuff. It was amazing.
It was such a special project to be part of.
Now, Khloe, she calls herself like an organized freak, right? So whenever you're working with a client who's already pretty organized, I mean, how do you level up the game?
Oh, it's so stressful. It is. That's actually way more stressful than walking into a place that's a complete mess. When we walk into a mess, we're like, yes, we can help you. When it's already almost perfect, it's really, really stressful. And with Khloe specifically, it's like, she is so organized. She could do our jobs.
Yeah, in a second.
In a second, she could take our jobs.
Who's the one celeb that you walked in and thought either A, you're really messy, or B, maybe just you have so much stuff you don't need. Like, you're a pack rat.
The messiest client that we have, self-proclaimed.
This is not our title.
No, absolutely not.
Jessie James Decker calls herself Messica Jessica, so I feel like that goes to her. But it's for a good reason. She has so many things because she's like never outgrown her high school.
Right, she's still the same clothing size as high school. So, I mean, we would all have a ton of stuff if that was the
case. Right, yeah. So she kind of gets a pass. Yeah. We have done her closet
several times.
We know we'll be back. Every time we leave, we're like, we'll see you in just a bit.
I love it. One of my biggest struggles is shoes. So what's the most practical and best way to store shoes?
Well, first of all, have you edited any out?
A few.
I'm not even going to ask you that question because I like shoes and I am going to move straight to a storage solution for you.
Okay, thank you.
So I feel like a stackable clear shoebox is the best answer. I mean, truly, even if you have no other space but a top shelf or the floor of your closet, you can go up so high. I mean, we on a normal shelf where you could kind of stack three pairs of shoes or just, I mean, place three pairs of shoes, you could easily have nine pairs with stackable shoeboxes.
And then the next thing I'm going to need to get is your new book that's coming out, The Home Edit Life. Congratulations.
We're really excited about this book. I mean, of course, we're excited about our first book too. We love our first book, but the first one is really like your basic organizational guide. And The Home Edit Life is really diving a lot deeper. Mm-hmm. And it's about all the things that people own and how to properly contain them.
I love you guys. I can't wait to see the show. I truly like stop by my house anytime. The doors are wide open. Help me organize my life whenever you have a moment. No, but for real, stop by. But good to see you guys. And thank you so much.
I know. If there wasn't COVID, man, we would have done that segment in my house, reorganizing the whole thing. I was like, please let them come over. And they're like,
all your breast pumps?
Zoom
all your breast
only.
Pumps?
What'd you say?
All your breast pumps?
Oh, yeah. That is one. All my parts. I mean, they're taking over my bathroom, you guys. It's a struggle. But we can watch their show and learn all the tips. All right. We're going to read some of your guys' thoughts on our stories today. Make sure you DM us or hit us up with hashtag DailyPop. Christina says, please stop asking Justin his opinion on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. He's Kyle's best friend, and we already know his opinion. That is not true.
Well, that's crazy, because I literally kept on saying, A, Denise should stay and finish the show, and B, I've always said all she had to do was tell them to mind their own business. How is that being biased towards Kyle?
Not at all. And also, we're always going to ask Justin because he has the most inside information on these ladies than any of us. Not just Kyle.
What's
all
up,
of
Christina?
Them.
What's up with that, Christina? Listen.
All right. On Denise Richards' drama, Courtney says, how can you be a housewife but send a cease and desist letter? Love her as an actress, hate her as a housewife.
Oh.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
We do
she
love
tried.
You as an actress, Denise.
She tried.
All right, and James says, ha, 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 love Morgan's Freudian slip.
Oh, my God.
Now she's going to be backtracking further into time. We're not letting this one go, okay? All right, tomorrow, you guys, Paris Hilton is here. Have a good day. Bye.